I was.
Because I don't think standing was required there.
Right. I was at the Fun Hog Ranch with a whole bunch of podcasting celebrities, and they were giving me quite an education on poppers.
What is a popper? Somebody please tell me what
the popper is. You want to try some poppers? I got some poppers. You want to try some poppers?
Maybe Big Fatty can explain poppers.
I hear it. I have no idea what a popper is.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Podcasting celebrities.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1867 of the BFO, the 20th of March, 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Yo, we got a buttload of voice letters to get through. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, Redbreast. Big Freddy, what was that noise? Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well, y'all. You are Redbreast today. Big Fatty, that almost sounds vulgar. Because y'all, what's the symbol of springtime, y'all? It is the Robin Redbreast. Big Fatty, here comes Peter Cottontail. No, Robin Redbreast. Y'all, today in the U.S. of A., y'all, it is the first day of spring, which means that down there in the future, in the southern hemisphere, it's the first day of fall. Big Fatty, they started on the first day of March. That well, you know, they're wrong. But anyway, it's the first day of spring, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you, I've just watched the Weather Rat, and he says that it's gonna be nice this weekend, but y'all, come Sunday night into Monday, y'all, we're getting another little taste of winter again, y'all. It's going back down into the low 40s, Monday night. The temperature's just gonna drop all day. The high will be at midnight. Fatty, where's my camisole? It's true. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since I talked about the Pride 48, but y'all, I just want to remind everyone that our code for Pride 48, which is the last weekend in August, y'all, it is that's going to be it's a 4-day event this year. It's the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th, but the code is good beyond that on either side. But it's up, and y'all, I'll put the link in the show notes for today. But y'all, just got another reservation and notification that Amy Coles, y'all, she was the birthday girl on Thursday. Old Kodak is going to be with us again this year. And y'all, once you make your reservation, if you'll send a copy of your reservation or send me your confirmation number along with your arrival and departure dates and the real names of each person in the room with you, along with their e-letter addresses, send it to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Y'all, we can go ahead and start putting that list together. And y'all, we've already got several people on the list. And if you've already made a reservation and you just hadn't notified Big Fatty of it yet, get on the horn and do that. It's ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And yes, Big Fatty, and we need to get ready and get busy and get our reservation made too. Well, you know, the rates are so cheap this year, Poodle. I thought that maybe you and Squeaky Kitty would like your own room. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I think we might get caught up on spotting Big Fatty today. Big Fatty, they'd be lovely. Y'all, last time we was over here, the Gravitas spotted Big Fatty in that black and blue and white and gold dress. Y'all, that Peter G's at it again. He spotted Big Fatty and says, I know the feeling. And y'all, Big Fatty is pouring a big old bottle of liquor into a... into a blender or something, and it says it's only Tuesday or Tuesday. Big Fatty, I know the feeling too. Y'all, Peter G, Spotty Big Fatty again. It says, poor Big Fatty, did you break a hip? And Big Fatty has fallen and he can't get up. Big Fatty, I'm worried about you, but don't worry, because it appears the leather bedspread is on the bed. Big Fatty's vulgar. Y'all, the turnip head spotted Big Fatty. It says Big Fatty gives a whole new meaning to a tailgate party. And y'all, it's a picture of Big Fatty that was actually taken at the Horror Hotel when he and Granny and Durwood were over there a couple of weeks ago. Big Fatty, it looks just like you. Well, that's because it is me. Oh!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy. I'm always in the jalopy. Have you noticed that? Or thinking about being in the jalopy? And it's because, you know, I honestly don't talk on the phone at home. Look, it's Tuesday, and I'm not working today, go figure. And I know your listeners love hearing that. And I was just out buying some socks. These are very important things, mostly because I have the weekend trip coming up, and I need more socks. Because it's going to be a walk-a-palooza, and I was running low on the short socks because we haven't had a need to wear those in a while, but we're going to have a need this weekend. So I wanted to make sure I had enough and that they were acceptable and some shoe, and then I had lunch. But I'm on my way to see the Cinderella dressed in yellow Cinderella. I don't really know the song. I don't think I ever actually saw the cartoon, but I'm on my way to see the Cinderella with He Who Is Bunsy and Gunsy, and I was just checking my Twitty, and I saw that Mrs. Bacon had had some sort of issue with me getting the 4 millionth caller prize, and I just wanted to say that prize, y'all, is in quotation marks, because Big Fatty ain't got nothing in that chest that's a prize for Vader, and so I was going to say that the old Baconator, Mrs. Bacon, could have the prize, but then she went and got all snotty and demanded that PricewaterhouseCooper be called in to count the call. So anyway, I think I'd like to donate that to your nitty. So anyway, you're fat, and I've got to get to the theater. I only have 20 minutes, and that's hardly enough time to get the giant Dr. Pepper and the cherry Coke and the pop cone. Okay, enjoy work. Yeah.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and I know we'll hear more from you, because, y'all, today for rain. Vader is taking off. He's taking Monday off also. And y'all, he's going back down there to Rat World. Big Fatty, does he live there? Do they pay him? I don't know, but he's there an awful lot. Anyway, and you know Vader likes to call us from Barbara Boulevard. Boulevard. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Barbara Boulevard. Vader, and that was awfully kind of you to consider donating your prize to Miss Bacon, and I'm sorry that she evidently had cootie patootie. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Cootie patootie, yes, Big Fatty. Vader, enjoy your ride, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Big Fatty, is that like cunt? Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Mean Keen in the District of Columbia. Sure hope I have a good signal here, because you were kind of cracking out there. I have a couple of quick Axe Big Fatty questions for you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's
thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty Questions, plural, comes to us today from Mean Keen. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Mean Keen.
The first is, have you done up a bracket for the big NCAA little tournament? And if so, who do you have winning it all? I've been on vacation in Kansas City, so I haven't had time to do mine, but we'll have mine done by tip-off Thursday. And while my Kansas team is not so good this year, they won't win it. So I'm going to root for anybody but Kentucky. Thank you for calling.
So, well, thank you for calling, Mean Keen. And y'all, that, of course, is Mean Keen. Y'all, he was at the Pride 48 this past year out there in Las Vegas. And Mean Keen, first of all, thank you so much for the call. And these are excellent, excellent questions. They're very timely, too, because, y'all, it's the big tournament weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the tournament. I have indeed filled out a bracket, and I did not pick Kentucky to win at all. I know that that goes against the grain with many people, I have a few upsets in there. I believe I had Kansas. I think Kansas, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't remember. I think I had Kansas being the one to upset Kentucky. Bee, Fatty, that would make Mean Keen happy. But I don't know who I had upsetting Kentucky. But anyway, the big winner I had was Duke. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Crony Liam from Australia. I thought I should finally ring in to the little show to say how much I enjoy it. So, as I think I've said before on Twitter, you're like podcasting crack. I've tried to download it as soon as I can on the phone and listen to it in the car on the way to work or on the way home from work. Yeah, that's pretty much about it, other than to say that Squeaky and Poodle are probably two of my favorite people as well. So, yeah, love the show. Sorry it's taking me, like, you know, 2 years to call in, and look forward to hearing a few years more. Bye.
Dear, I see a Big Fatty, that voice. Oh, my goodness. And Carrie, an umbrella, likes me and Squeaky, too. Oh, that's lovely. Big Fatty, I'm going to tell you something. That voice, it would make Miss Beaver touch herself inappropriately. I believe you may be right. Liam, thank you so much for the call. And, Liam, I hope we got your celebration of exiting the burger. You know, with the time shift and everything, I hope you got to hear your celebration of exiting the birth canal on the show in a timely manner. But Liam, thank you so much for the call. And I'm telling you, there are people touching themselves inappropriately. Big Fatty, sort of like our next call.
Hello. Happy.
Bacon. Fart. It's bacon. I wish I would have been born with that one gene spelt with a G.
Anyway.
And not a low rise. That gene that, you know, the, well, I think Paul Armstrong has it. Paul? Maybe? Yeah, I think he's the one that has it. He go to sleep with dishes in the sink.
Big Fatty, is that the call that was garbled? It was garbled, and, y'all, I got nothing. But of course, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, and I hope that you that your jeans are washing away a bit. You're just silly.
Yeah, hey, Big Fatty, it's Karate Umbra, or Liam from Australia. This is my second call. I rang last night. Probably shouldn't have, because I was suffering a really bad headache that turned into a migraine, so, you know, it is what it is. So, I'm not really sure what I said last night. I'm pretty sure I wanted to say that I love the show, and sorry it's taken me, you know, like forever to call in and say how much I enjoy it, because I do. And Squeaky, Kitty, and Poodle are some of my favorite people as well. I look forward to your show every day. It's a moment, believe it or not, of sanity in my otherwise crazy life. and quite often I'll download it as soon as it hits iTunes. So you're like podcasting crack. So again, thank you for your show. I will keep listening as long as you keep putting shows out, and you know, have a good day. So g'day.
Good day to you. Big Fatty, did he say that the BFO was the sanity in his life? I think he did. Liam, thank you again for the call. Your first call was just fine, but it's lovely that Miss Beva, Miss Kim Beva got to touch herself again. Big Fatty, I hope Liam, yes, I hope he keeps calling. We may have to have a theme song for him. Yes. Y'all, I thought I'd close out the week with another one of the scratch-offs. Y'all, this is the silver mine, and I can win up to 9 times the prizes. Y'all, if I get 3 items in a row, I win that prize shown. If I get 2 and a bar symbol, I get 3 times the prize. 2 bar symbols in the same game, 6 times the prize, and 3 bar symbols wins 9 times the prize. So, y'all, we've got about... 18 different games here, maybe 20. So here we go. Game number one. Oh, here we go. It's it's 16 games, y'all. Game number one, we've got a key and a pig and a peanut. No, that's a watermelon. No, not a winner. Y'all, we've got a bell and a cherry. And the next one is a horseshoe and a safe. Not a winner. Y'all, we've got a lemon and a chest. No winner there. A 7, a ring, not a winner. A banana, and a chest. Y'all, the next one is a coin, a piggy, and a banana. No winner there. Y'all, there's a ring. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a ham bone, and a safe. No winner there. Y'all, we've got, what is that? I don't know what that is. A pot of gold. That's what it is. Pot of gold and a coin. No winner there. Key, and a melon. No winner there. A heart, a pear, and a coin. Not a winner. A ring and an orange. No winner there. Cherry, diamond, and a cherry. No winner there, Big Fatty. Pot of gold, a star. Big Fatty, this one is not being a winner for you. A lemon, and an orange. No winner there. A fourth leaf clover, and a ham bone. Big Fatty, that's not a ham bone. It's a wishbone. Oh. Well, that's very different than a ham bone. Big Fatty, I would have guessed that you would have wanted a ham bone. You're just silly. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, believe it or not, there is not a single celebration of exiting the birth canal at all between now and next Friday. Big Fatty, it's because they did all that fucking for Father's Day, I guess so. So they had to take a break. Y'all, Big Fatty may be taking possession of the new Fat Cave this weekend, so hopefully we'll have some news one way or the other for you on the Monday Little Show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's Little Show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Irritable Bowel Cast. That was Melissa the Confused and Blonde Guy Jay. And Blonde Guy Jay, what did you think when you heard Caridiamba's voice?
Podcasting celebrities.
Oh, yes, he does sound like a podcasting celebrity indeed.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.